This morning we are going to read from the last book of the New Testament, Revelation, chapter 11, verses 1 through 5. I'll read from NASB New American Standard Bible. Verse 1. Then I was given a measuring rod like a staff, and I was told, "Rise and measure the temple of God and the altar and those who worship there, but do not measure the court outside of the sanctuary. Leave that out, for it is given over to the nations or Gentile nations. They will trample the holy city for 42 months, and I will grant authority to my two witnesses, and they will prophesy for 1,260 days, clothed in sackcloth. These are the two olive trees and two lampstands that stand before the Lord of the earth. And if anyone would harm them, fire pours from their mouth and consumes their foes. If anyone would harm them, this is how he is doomed to be killed or destroyed." Before we get into today's chosen text, let's read the first part of this whole Revelation, chapter 1, first three verses. The revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave Jesus Christ to show to his servant or bond slaves the things that must soon take place. Jesus made it known by sending his angel to his servant or bond slave John, who bore witness to the word of God and to the testimony of Jesus Christ, even to all that he saw. Blessed is the one who reads aloud the words of this prophecy, and blessed are those who hear and who keep what is written in it, for the time is near. We just call this book Apostle John's Revelation, but as we know from what just we read from chapter 1, verse 1, this revelation is of Jesus Christ, because God the Father gave this revelation to Jesus, so that Jesus could give this revelation to his bond servant, John, who was exiled in island of Patmos by then. Who was the messenger? God's angel was sent out by Jesus to his bond slave, John, the apostle in Isle of Patmos. So God the Father, Jesus Christ, and the messenger angel from Jesus Christ, and the recipient is John the Apostle. Sounds a little bit complicated, but it's very clear. Revelation of Jesus Christ. Recipient is John the Apostle. But John the Apostle, he saw, he heard, and he wrote down, because that was the order he was given. So he wrote down as revelation of Jesus Christ, so that he could send out seven Asia Minor churches in his time. But seven churches also representing symbolically whole New Testament church. Seven is complete number. So it applies to not only the first century, seven churches in Asia Minor, the direct recipients of this revelation sent from exiled John the Apostle, especially he was Ephesian church's pastor, later on replaced by Timothy. So, first century, those seven churches were original recipients, but they were representing churches all the earth, church militant, fighting for the testimony of Jesus Christ and Word of God, including us until Jesus' second coming. So this whole true church of Jesus Christ is the recipient of this revelation. So now we know it is the time approaching to the last judgment day. So-called that whole symbolic figure of 1,000 years of Jesus' kingdom start with Jesus' ascension to heaven. And it will end right before his second coming. This whole period is period of gospel age, or period of God's grace. At the same time, as church militant, it will face every day in each generation, from first century on all the way down, right before Jesus' second coming, persecution, affliction, distress, and trouble. So on the one hand, it is age of grace, age of gospel preaching, proclamation. At the same time, persecution, affliction, distress, and trouble facing those church militants, that is, we and you and all true believers throughout ages for past of the 2,000 years. So it is alive today. Chapter 1, verse 3, blessed those who read. Like every Lord's Day service, we have preacher who reads aloud the words of this prophecy. And those who hear, those who keep what is written in this world of prophecy, they are blessed too. The reason is the time is near. For the past 2,000 years, Jesus every day tells us the time is near. In the eyes of God, 2,000 years is like a blink of the eye. Less than 1 minute, 1 hour, 1 day. If we have that perspective of God, our lifestyle is different from non-believers or false Christians. Our perspective of our present day life is seeing from the end of our history. From the end, we see as God sees us. God sees the human history. That's why it is a revelation of God. Revelation of Jesus Christ. In that sense, the whole New Testament church period is nearing second coming of Jesus Christ, for the time is near. Imminent day of judgment. We need that attitude, urgent attitude, honest attitude, waiting for second coming of Jesus Christ with loving attitude to wait for such judgment day. Today's text tells us the duration 42 months or 1,260 days. Two witnesses. They are granted authority. They prophesy, but they clothed in sackcloth, because their proclamation message is message of repentance and coming imminent destruction on the wicked, those unrepentant people. They will be doomed to be killed. Let's read that part and then understand what those symbolic figures mean in our spiritual life. Measuring rod was given to Apostle John. It was like a staff. And rise and measure the temple of God or sanctuary of God. As we know, Solomonic temple comprises of three: most holy of holies, and the holy place, in other words, the sanctuary, and then inner court. Those three parts make up one temple. So here, the temple of God means actually the sanctuary, the holy place, not the holy of holies, the holy place, sanctuary, holy place. That's the main part of the temple. And the altar, altar of incense, right before the veil, dividing holy of holies and holy place, sanctuary, we have that incense, altar of incense. Usually, what they do there? They put incense on the altar, while outside in inner court, visitors are reverently praying to God when the priest put incense on that censer of the altar. So, the temple or sanctuary of God, the altar, and those who worship there, all those three figures mean one thing: Church of God. In other words, the true believers of Christ and saints. That's the meaning of these three symbolic figures. And Apostle John was given command to measure. Measure means to separate that true believers from what? Do not measure court outside the sanctuary temple. That's a courtyard for the Gentiles. Leave that out. For it is to the nations, Gentile nations, unbelieving world, wicked world. They will trample the holy city. Here, holy city, Jerusalem. Not holy place, sanctuary. Not the cult of worshippers, inner cult worshippers. Not the incense altar, but outside that part of temple, including holy city, represent opposing power to true church. That's the meaning of the symbolic figure, holy city. It is corrupt Jerusalem that killed our Lord Jesus Christ. They are opposing to true Church of God. How long? For 42 months. As we know from Daniel chapter 7, the figure means limited time, half of 7 years. In other words, 1,260 days. True Church of God is separated, measured by God from those profane, unbelieving, wicked people. and false hypocritical believers, Christians. True worshipers, true word of God fearing, God fearing believers are separated and safeguarded and protected from those opposing wicked people, including false Christians. It will become intense. It will intensify the more we come close to the second coming of Jesus Christ. Such activity will intensify. In the end, as Jesus prophesied, Luke chapter 18, verse 8 said, "When the Son of Man comes to earth, shall he find faith on earth?" It means the intensifying opposing power prevail whole earth, and believers will be scattered in number few. Gospel proclaiming, organizational church, Deuteronomy verse 4, two olive trees, same as two witnesses, two lampstands. They stand before the Lord of the earth. They are gospel preaching, missionary, actively engaging church organization made up of missionary action and gospel proclaiming ministers' activities. Those two functions, like Moses and Elijah and Zerubbabel and Joshua representing Old Testament times, gospel preaching and mission activities, Word of God and Holy Sacraments, those two functions, they continue as church organization, their witnessing activities. Only for 1,206 days, half of the complete 7 years. That is Gospel Age period. When it will end? As we know, chapter 21 and other parts of Revelation, because Revelation itself interprets Revelation. That's a Gospel period, so-called inter-Advent period between first coming of Jesus and between last coming, second coming of Jesus, whole gospel period, at the same time period of persecution, at the same time of church mission period, yet opposing powers are intensifying in their attack on church activities. And here, we are, as a part of that gospel proclaiming missionary organization, temple of God, safely guarded, safely protected from opposing powers. What is our daily mission? What is the mission of the Church of Christ during this intensifying times of battle, while quickly approaching end time? Yes, we are, like Ephesians chapter 2, verse 21 said, growing into a holy temple of Christ. Each member is participating in our daily worshiping activity, proclaiming gospel of repentance, at the same time warning them, turn to God before too late, before Jesus coming suddenly with angels appearing up in the air then too late. We need such urgency in our daily life, mundane activities, both in our action with our words. People, they must see the urgency of gospel. As Jesus sent out his disciples through villages and cities with preaching of kingdom of God, repentance, and turn to God, sent by two by two. We, part of a church, member of a church, as a person baptized to triune God, we must bear the witness of Jesus Christ and witness to the world of God, both our actions and words. If we have that burning desire, urgency in our daily life, we will be notified by surrounding false believers, nominal believers, first of all, and non-Christian, unbelieving crowds. They will notify us. They will get notice. Those people faithfully coming to a church building every Sunday, to us, they are wasting their precious Sunday time. What they are doing? But we are witnessing by our gathering to those non-Christians or nominal Christians by name only, witnessing to them our Lord's resurrection miracle and his revelation that the last time, judgment day is approaching quickly, as he himself said to John the Apostle, "For the time is imminent, close." As we know, chapter 22, by closing, Jesus said, "Behold, I come quickly." Looks like 2,000 years too slow and long. But in the eyes of God, as we ought to have such perspective, time is short. And the more the days are coming, true believers are few in number, as Jesus prophesied 2,000 years ago. When Son of God comes, shall he find faith on earth? What kind of faith? Persevering faith. Witnessing faith. What kind of a witnessing person? Here, verse 4. They are part of gospel preaching, proclaiming Church of Jesus Christ. Later on we know, same chapter 11, verses 7 through all the way 14. They will be killed. But until then, as verse 5 here, if anyone would harm we gospel proclaiming church, fire poured from the mouth of the witnessing, like Jeremiah, like Elijah, the fire consumes enemies of church. If anyone would harm church, it will result in their own destruction. While we have that time, that authority, until the church will disappear, until only few true believers in number found intensifying activities from opposing party will increase, but we will see sudden appearance of Jesus Christ. This time of limited period, 1,260 days, symbolic figure of that half of 7 years complete human history. We are approaching that moment, and we are given witnessing task. May our daily life is always aware of such judgment day approaching quickly, and our church activities, regular gathering, can be forbidden, disappeared. We experienced over the past 2.5 years, legally, the government prohibited us from gathering together. This has happened throughout the 2,000 years. Every generation, certain area of this earth, they faced such persecution from their government, opposing parties, and last 2.5 years, many Western, so-called developed countries, free countries, churches were prohibited from gathering. Who can say it will not happen again, like believers in communist China, in other areas? May God give us this urgency so that we may never forget. We are given word of God. We are given to testify the testimony of Jesus Christ, so that all we are blessed to read this word of prophecy and to hear and to keep this content. May we be living witnesses of Jesus Christ as following His footsteps until all we are ready to meet Him, even during persecution or peaceful death. Either way, we'll see Him with our own eyes. May God give us strength through His Spirit. Amen.